Hey everyone, this is going to be take number two of Marvel Realm. For those of you that may have seen the one that went up yesterday, I had some audio problems where it was panned over to the right, and I think I fixed that. So let's try this again. So this is going to be my demonstration series of a game suite called Marvel Realm. This is a collection of audio games. They're not really, well, I guess they are complete games, but they're not very long games. They're not very complicated games. Well, I guess they kind of can be, but it's basically a collection of games, and two of them are free, two are not. Sorry about that, that's my chair. You have to pay a subscription fee to access a couple of these games and presumably any of the games that come out in the future. I paid $10, I think it was like $10.50 for 2 months of access, for 6 months of access, but that's because it was a special promotion. So I have access to this until June 20th of 2025. I don't think I'm going to pay for it continuously, but I thought I would check it out and see what they're doing. A couple things to note before I get started. This program does require an active internet connection. If you don't have one, you can't run it, you can't do anything. So be aware of that. When you go to the website, you'll have to create an account before you can download it. Then you can download the zip file once you're logged in. And when you extract it, you run the game executable. It will ask you to type in your name and password. And once you do that, you're logged in. If you want to create an account, I guess we can talk about that real quick. So creating the account is pretty easy. I think it just wants your name, an email, a username, and a password. So once all that is in place, you can download the game, like I said, and play the games that are available to you at no cost. If you want to subscribe, this is where things get a bit strange. So initially this required paying using cryptocurrency. I don't know how to do that, so that turned me off of it, but you can now use PayPal, but the way it works is a little strange because you have to, when you log into the website, you create an account, and then under the account heading, once you're logged in, there's a thing that says charge account, and you type in the amount of credits you want. I think you have to buy a minimum of 100 credits, which is equal to $1. So you choose how many credits you want, you hit order, and it creates an order, and you'll get an email once it's processed manually, which in my case took almost a month, which was kind of crazy. I think it's because of the way that they're doing PayPal, and this is not from the US. I forget what country the developer is based in, but this is definitely not based in the US. But you'll get your link for PayPal, you submit your payment, and then you send the information back to the developer, and your account will be credited with the credits. Once that's done, you go to charge account, or no, you go to plans and pricing, and you can add time and credits to your account. So I think right now it's like you can get quarterly packs, so that's 90 days plus 9 additional days, and then once you do that you can access the other games. So I will be putting the link to the website in the description, but it is sonorousarts.com. I believe I'm spelling that correctly. I'll also put a referral link in the description, so if you want to subscribe, you can use that. And it benefits you, and it benefits me as well. I think I get some extra discounts on purchases and things like that. extra credits, actually. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and run this game now that I've done plenty of babbling.
Marvel Realm, File Explorer. Loading Marvel Realm. Marvel Realm V1.2.1. Main menu. Use up and down arrow keys to navigate. Game categories button. View the available game categories.
So this is pretty basic. This is just a menu. If I go down here.
Settings button. Lets you change various options and in-game behaviors.
I will take a look at the options here in just a second.
Read the documentation button.
Okay, documentation. You can read through that. This program in general has extremely good documentation for pretty much everything, so I would encourage you to spend some time and read this stuff.
Read the changelog button.
This is the changelog. You can look at the things that have changed. I should say, too, the program and the games will automatically update themselves as well, which is pretty nice.
Submit feedback button. Opens your web browser to the appropriate page to provide your feedback on Marvel Realm. Rate 60.
Yeah, okay, I think the speech is good enough for most people. Hopefully it's not too fast.
Quit button. Quits the game.
And then, of course, you can quit.
Game categories button. View the available game categories.
And then we can look at the game categories themselves. So if I go down to settings.
Settings button. Lets you settings. Select a category and activate it to see the corresponding options. Game settings button. Change general game settings.
We'll take a look at a few of these.
Game settings. Change various options that directly or indirectly submit in-game results to the online leaderboard. Go back button.
So let me go back up here. So these menus do wrap, as you can tell. So if you hear this little pop.
Submit go back button. Submit in-game results to the online leaderboard toggle control. On, if enabled, submits your score and other in-game results to the online leaderboard. If disabled, certain things will not be counted for you, including achievements.
Yeah, so that pop tells you that the menus have wrapped. This option right here will automatically submit information to the server. I recommend keeping this on. If you want to change it, you can hit the right and left keys.
Off. On.
I'm going to go back to the right arrow key and turn that back on. Let's go down.
Ask for exit toggle control. Off. If enabled, pressing escape in game will ask you whether you want to quit the game.
I turn this off. Excuse me. I turn this off, but you may want to turn it on. It will ask if you are sure that you want to quit before you quit.
Go back button.
And we'll hit go back.
Settings. Sound settings button. Change various audio related options. Sound settings. Change the audio options according to your preference. Music volume spin control. 5. Decrease or increase music volume. Cannot be decreased to less than 5.
So I've turned the music all the way down. Again, the right arrow will go up.
15, 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 90, 100, 90, 80, 10, 5.
We'll turn that all the way down.
UI volume spin control, 60. Decrease or increase UI volume. Cannot be decreased to less than 5. Sound system performance choice control, medium. Adjust according to your computer's overall performance.
I'm not totally sure what this does. I think you can customize it based on how well your computer performs. It might affect how sounds load. I'm going to actually change this to high.
High.
Because I do have a pretty good computer. But you can go high.
Low.
Low.
Medium.
Medium. High. And then back to high.
Low. High.
Obviously, if you have a computer that's not as performant, you may want to change that to low.
High. Use Dolby Down Mixing Toggle Control. Off. Use the Dolby Pro Logic 2 Down Mix Algorithm instead of the default Stereo Down Mix Algorithm.
This supports audio in 3D, so I think this lets you turn that on and off. I'm not totally sure what this does. Again, you can check the documentation.
Go back button. Settings. Select a category and activate it to see the corresponding options. Game settings button. Sound settings button. Mouse settings button. Customize mouse behavior.
You can control this game with the mouse as well as a game controller.
Account management button. Various account management options. Go back button.
And then account management. Let's take a quick look in here.
Account management. View and manage various information related to your account. Logged in as Christopher Wright Slannon. Registered email. Christopher.j.wright4@gmail.com.
That tells me my account name, my email, which I don't care if it's out there because people probably already know it.
Subscription status. Subscription expires on June 20th, 2025. Days remaining, 194.
And this tells you when your subscription expires.
Log out button. Logs out of your account. Go back button. Settings.
You can log out.
Go main menu. Quit button. Quits the
game.
So
let me
Marvel Realm.
Relaunch the game Loading. Since I've changed Realm. Some options
Marvel
here.
Marvel Realm V1.2.1.
So those are the options. The rest of these you can explore on your own, like I said. But that's a quick look at the game interface itself. So now let me click on games.
Categories. Select a category to play. Breakless Ride button. View the game list for the Breakless Ride series.
Okay. Breakless Ride.
Battle of Glory button. View the...
And Battle of Glory are the two games, or the two categories currently that are paid. So I'm going to start out by demonstrating these, because the other two you can access on your own at no cost. So I think it'd be good for people to know what these are like.
Breakless Ride button. Games menu. Go Chaotic Highway button.
So this game is called Chaotic Highway.
Loading Chaotic Highway. Select an item. Choose an item with up and down arrow keys. Play button. Begin playing the game.
And for all of these games, you'll have these common choices. So you can play.
Read the game's description button.
Get the description.
Read the game's documentation button.
Read the documentation.
Read the game's changelog button.
Read the changelog, which tells you what's been changed, obviously.
Your personal high score is 11,482. Rank number 17.
It's my high score.
Top drivers button.
This is a scoreboard. If you click on this.
Leaderboard. The top 20 players on the leaderboard. Number 1. Salmon 16. 47,476 score. Number 2. Trung Dao. DDT Trung. 33,221 score.
And you can go through here. And you can either click on go back or press escape.
Select an item. Read your personal top driver's achievements button. Exit to game list button.
You have different achievements, which I'll go through here real quickly.
Achievements. View your achievements. Beginner driver. You began to play the Chaotic Highway and managed to start your car, and maybe dodge a few cars. Good work. Woo. Who? You got your first Speedify. That was scary and exciting at the same time, right? Ooh, I'm a ghost. You just experienced the thrill of being a ghost rider. Go back button.
So those are the achievements I have unlocked thus far. And again, if there are game updates or content updates, when you click on these games, it will automatically check for and install the changes. So I'm going to play this game. Now, what this is, you're basically driving against traffic, and you have to dodge oncoming cars and pick up bonuses. The basic controls that you'll need to know. Enter will start and stop the car. Holding left or right will turn the wheel and make you turn. If you let go, you'll go back to the middle of the road. Holding the up arrow will cause you to accelerate, which is how you move. Pressing L will check your lives. You start with 3, and each time you get hit, you lose 1. Pressing S will check your score, and I think that's it, or those are all the main ones. Again, you can check the documentation for more details. So I'm going to play this a couple times, I think, and then we'll go on to the next one. So,
loading.
Let's go ahead. All right, let's start the car and hold the up arrow. Oh, okay. Turning to avoid.
Your current score is 139.
That beeping, that's a bonus item. Now I have Ghost Rider, so things will go right through me. And those beeps, the higher they are, I believe, whoa. the higher and faster they are, the closer you are to cars, which is how you score higher. Well, it's a bonus item. So I'm going to drive through it. Uh-oh. Just got hit by a car. Whoa. Yeah. I think I just lost. And okay, let's see.
End-game results. Here are your end-game results. Your results for this game are as follows. You achieved a total of 9,799 score. You're still on position 17 on the leaderboard. Okay button.
Right.
Select replay button.
So that's basically how that works. Let's try it one more time.
Loading.
Start the car, hold the up arrow. Like I said, the beeps you hear when cars are passing, that tells you how you're scoring, I believe. Turn to face this thing that's beeping. It's a speed increase that makes you go really fast. Oh! I just got hit, so I had to start the car. Well, okay. As you can tell, I'm not very good at this game.
You've got 4,785. Okay, but select.
So that's that game. Basically, my understanding is the less you turn, so the closer you are to the oncoming cars. When you're avoiding them, the higher you score, and that's what those beeps are. The continuous beeping that you were hearing, those are bonus items. You steer towards those and drive over them and pick them up.
Exit to games menu. Cycle go back button. Chaotic highway go.
So that's category. Chaotic highway.
Go break battle of glory button. Games menu. Go.
This next one is
endless defense button.
Endless defense.
Loading endless defense. Select an item.
And you have the same things here, so I'm not going to go through them. This one, you're controlling a tank, and you have to shoot down endless waves of enemies. So left and right will aim. F will shoot. Z checks your ammunition. R lets you reload if you have some extra magazines. I believe pressing H will check your health. You start out with 10,000 health. And there are different bonus items as well. So if you hear like the sound of a gas can, if you shoot that, it will blow up and destroy things that are close to you, or I think close to it. If you hear the sound of a wrench, that will repair your tank and give you back some health. There's another one that reloads your magazines, I believe. But let's give this a shot. Now, I'm not very good at this game either, but the basic idea is to try to survive as long as you can. And the more accurate you are, the higher you'll score.
Loading.
So here we go. Let's just load this up here. Now, you'll hear a beeping noise. That okay.
10,000.
The enemy shot that tank and blew itself up, I think. fuel tank over here. And it's too far off to the left or right. So if you get too far to the right or left, you'll hear this sound. That beep. Can't shoot that anymore. You went too far. Shoot that gas tank. There we go.
8,450 health.
Let's hit that tank. Pressing Z.
73 of 100. 3 magazines.
We'll check your ammo. I think I said that, but...
You've reached level 1.
Generally, the goal is you have to put the beep in the middle of your headphones or your speakers and fire.
You've reached level 2.
Okay. There's a wrench.
Sweep repair.
And things are getting harder. Reload. Which I think they require multiple shots now.
4,300.
It's pretty crazy.
You've got 921 score. Posting. End game results. Here are your end game results. Your results for this game are as follows. You achieved a total of 921 score. You're still on position 17 on the leaderboard. Okay button. Select.
So yeah, that game gets kind of crazy.
Exit to game list. Games menu. Go. Category. Go. Main menu. Quit button. Quits the game.
So.
Marvel Realm.
Those are the paid games. And, I think I'm going to stop here. Join me in part 2, where we'll take a look at the games that you can access without without a subscription. So you guys take care. Hope you are enjoying. Make sure I'm recording.
Recording.
I better be recording, because when I was recording part 2, I wasn't recording. So I'm going to make sure I'm recording this time. all right. You guys take care.